This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Creative Impact. I'm David Fair, and I'm sitting alongside my partner in this endeavor. Her name is Deb Pollack. She's the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance. We get together every Tuesday, and we talk about the creative industries and the impact that has in our lives. And it touches so many aspects of our lives, doesn't it, Deb?
It absolutely does. And hey, I don't know what you're hearing about the show Creative Impact, but we've been getting a lot of great feedback. And in fact, I've been hearing a lot of really good things about the extended content shows that WEM is providing here at the station.
We are having a great success with this particular program, but we had a mandate from our listeners, and that is provide more local content. Introduce us to not only what's going on in government, but what's happening out in the community. Who are the people that are the driving forces? The mission is to inform. The mission is to entertain. But perhaps most importantly, the mission is to engage and to connect people and create the conversations that truly can help advance and enhance the quality of life in Washtenaw County.
Well, you know, and we, the Arts Alliance, we include public radio and television in the broadcasting discipline of the arts and creative industries. But they're not the only broadcast services that are required to serve the public. And in fact, our guest today is here to tell us about another broadcasting service that also has a public mandate in our community and pretty much every community around the country. So, David, let's welcome Melissa Bondi to Creative Impact.
Hello, Melissa.
Hello. Thank you.
Melissa, welcome to the show. For our listeners, Melissa is the Assistant Manager of Community Engagement and Education for Community Television Network, or CTN, for the City of Ann Arbor.
Yeah, thank you so much for the time today. I do appreciate it.
Yeah, so Melissa, David, I'd like to do a little bit of compare and contrast to give our listeners an idea of the similarities and differences between public radio and television and community television networks. So since WEMU listeners are probably much more familiar with public radio, let's start there with you. So public radio and television, it began, when did that begin? What are the general requirements of that, a radio station and the funding model?
Began when I was a wee lad. And it continues today, but it is a model. It's an honor system. It is listener-supported, but there is the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which is a taxpayer-supported program. And through that, all of the radio stations throughout the country, based on audience size, get a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. That grant is then attributed, and that becomes a part of the budget. But we are entirely dependent on the community of listeners to support the public programming that we put forth. And I think that's a little different than what you do, isn't it, Melissa?
It's a little bit different. It's somewhat of a misconception, I think, that people think how we are funded and how we exist. Because we are funded by cable franchise fees. So the fees that subscribers to cable, one of those little annoying fees at the bottom of your bill, we receive that, we as in Community Television Network, and that makes up our budget, so that's how we operate.
And do you have a public mandate, a service mandate of any sort that you have to serve the public in a similar way that public radio does, Melissa?
Well, because we are, we are in Ann Arbor and our subscribers who live in Ann Arbor, they essentially are paying for, that's where the fee comes from. So we do everything, if the City of Ann Arbor is, would like something covered, including many, many meetings that we cover, we do our best to make sure that happens. We have other programs that we do produce on behalf of the City of Ann Arbor.
There is an extraordinary value in what CTN does. So what kind of engagement do you have with the community in determining, beyond the mandated meetings, what you're going to cover?
Oh, my gosh. How much time do we have?
Not much, but...
Okay, right. To sum it up, yes. We have a whole series of shows that we produce on all these different topics. So you can... Topics include... And these are series that we produce. And it's everything from parenting to living the green life and environmental seniors and it goes right back here to something the show that we have called Conversations, where it's simply talking to people in the community. A lot of times it's more prominent people who we want to feature and get their put them on a talk show, something that this is not a quote in the paper, but it's actual 30-minute show that we're going to feature them on.
One of my favorites is we do a version of here on the WEMU. It's called The Green Room, and it's a really intensely focused environmental piece.
And I believe that is it Barbara Lucas?
Yeah, absolutely.
And she hosts The Green Room here at CTN.
Right, and on WEMU.
Right. So, I mean, that's a perfect example of, you know, well, program sharing, radio and television, of what, you know, a little bit of what we do. And that's, the series is a whole separate side of the meetings that we cover.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third aspect of it is the public channel. So we haven't gotten on that yet. So we have another channel that's designated to simply just to the public who want to who produce shows or submit shows, and they can do that free of charge.
You are listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and my co-host Deb Pollack is here. We're talking with Melissa Bondi, the Assistant Manager of Community Engagement and Education for Community Television Network, or CTN, in the city of Ann Arbor.
So, Melissa, with the mix of shows between the two, do you call them networks?
Four channels. Channel 16 is all of our meetings that we cover, so all the meetings go on 16. 17 is the public channel. So that's the public access channel, so that if you have something you'd like to submit, it would go on 17. 18 is our educational channel. So that's where we get programming from different educational institutions from not only Ann Arbor and Washtenaw, but actually all over the country.
Okay.
And then 19 is what we call our community channel. So those are the programs that we produce here in-house. And as well, we will get programs from other areas of the state and the country. If we deem it's, you know, appropriate for our viewers and there's interest, then we, you know, would play it on Channel 19.
I know how ratings work in radio and on commercial television. Is there a way to gauge audience levels for CTN?
They did away with that some time ago. The cable, you know, the cable networks no longer gave us that information. Even subscribers, all the way to subscribers, it was like a guess. So we don't know those numbers, the Nielsen-type numbers. A lot of times we used to gauge it on just simply word of mouth, I saw you. And then it went to obviously all of our programs and things go online, so we're able to gauge the views. And then with Google Analytics and then YouTube Analytics, we're able to see how many views and how long people are watching, you know, our programs, our meetings. And then obviously the conversation when it goes to social media, like all the tweets and Facebook engagement between, you know, people on social media, we're able to gauge that too as far as what's sparking, you know, what's hot, what are people sharing and talking about. So a lot of it has moved online, but as far as hard concrete numbers of how many people, you know, the demographics, we do not have those numbers.
But in the end, you can use the metrics that are available to you to better develop programming to serve and engage the community.
Absolutely, yeah. And there's just a lot of feedback and a lot of conversation that happens amongst the people who, and people I mean like the community members and our clients and people who just want to know who CTN is. They come in and they say, or we'd love to see this, or how about a show on this, or how about this? So a lot of it is just conversation and things evolve, especially with our producing hats on, all of us here, you know, and think, okay, let's try this. Let's maybe, you know, we'll go animal adoption route, or maybe we need a show on, you know, topic X, Y, and Z, and it's always, you know, just our creativity here is, you know, usually through the roof, and that's what makes it super fun to work here.
So what about the producers and the camera operators, the editors and the like, you know, the jobs? Does CTN tend to be a training ground for new talent, or are there people, volunteers, intern opportunities, or folks that have been there a long time?
Both, yeah, but it's definitely, I mean, if you want your hands on equipment and you want to learn, this is most definitely the place to do it. This is not just to sit back and watch. It's we have internships, we have part-time positions. It's not a, you know, don't touch this. It's a, you're going to start, and you might be thrown into the studio on a camera on your second day. Definitely a training ground. I love that word. And then we've had people go on, yeah, to do bigger and better things. And then we have people who still come here, meaning part-timers who will come back and work here and continue, and as well, interns that have, we've had interns come back like maybe two summers in a row or two fall. It just depends, but we definitely I wouldn't say turnover by any means, but we definitely have people that stick around because it's a fun environment.
I want to say that I am very grateful for the work that CTN does and for the opportunities it provides. Melissa, thank you so much for being on the show today. I do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's great. Thanks for serving the community and doing what you do.
Absolutely. Thanks for featuring CTN.
Melissa Bondi is the Assistant Manager of Community Engagement and Education for Community Television Network, or CTN, for the City of Ann Arbor, and our guest on Creative Impact. My partner in Creative Impact is Deb Pollack, the President and CEO of the Arts Alliance. And thank you for your time, Deb. We'll see you again next week.
And David, thank you for your time.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.